This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Now is time for us to check in. This is the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club, specifically Annie. Annie, I'm so sorry. I was so sick last Friday, so I missed out on our check-in for last week.
I'm so sorry that you were sick. What a bummer.
I know. Well, listen, I feel better, and today I get to get a, Q-tip jammed up my nose, so that's going to be fun.
Yay!
there's always a silver lining.
To do on Tuesday?
Oh my God, that's like I've been waiting for this. But anyway, we haven't even really talked about Father's Day. It's this weekend.
It is this weekend. It came real quick.
It did. So there's how are you guys thinking we're going to be able to celebrate this? Are people starting to gather?
You know, I was out and about in the East Bay over this weekend and checked out what was happening from an outdoor restaurant, getting some food. It is definitely busy. It was really interesting to see how many people were out of the house and happy to be out of the house.
Yeah.
I would say most people, outdoors, right? Very few are doing anything indoors, but able to get to the wine country, go wine tasting outside, have a picnic, be able to go to really nice restaurants and sit outdoors. The weather this weekend is supposed to be beautiful. So there's definitely some activities are opening up.
Well, and you guys, certainly if Dad's a golfer, the Bay Club can accommodate that. Yeah, you guys are doing outdoor dining and golf at a lot of places.
Outdoor dining and golf, and also some of the pools are open. So for a hot weekend to be able to go and be by the pool, that's also a big plus.
You know, one of my big things every year is a 4th of July party, which is not
at
happening.
Your house, you mean?
At my house.
Right.
And that's not really happening. Are you looking at creative ways to figure out how people are going to make this? How is this going to look this year?
I think it's going to look really different. I mean, everything that I've sort of come across is that a lot of the large scale fireworks shows won't be happening because then that would encourage large
crowds
of people to gather, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be backyard barbecues and sparklers and, a little bit more of what we've had for the last couple of months. But we get to, we've got those social bubbles now. So we get to see more than just the people that live in the house.
Well, you guys do anyway.
Right. I've noticed, as I've driven around, one of the things I've noticed, although I have also noticed people are not doing a great job with the social distancing, that 6 feet thing's kind of gotten really blurry. But I've noticed people are happy to line up, even for an ice cream cone. You see a line outside the building and down the around the corner and down the street, and it's for ice cream. But, I think people are just thinking, I'm out of the house, and I'm
happy
willing to wait.
Be out. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Happy to be out of the house.
Right. I also think restaurants will benefit this weekend if they're set up for outdoor, as you were saying, outdoor dining.
Right.
People will take that out. Why wouldn't they? They want to. They want to get
Absolutely.
Out of the house.
Did you see in any of your communities? I've definitely seen out here in Walnut Creek that they've shut the streets down and they've filled them with tables. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that, in Marin or down in Santa Cruz?
Oh, I haven't seen the shutdown streets in Santa Cruz,
no.
But I do know that's big in San Francisco right now. And I expect that however they can provide safe dining, they'll be doing it.
Yeah.
So look, Father's Day, don't forget about Dad. Figure something out. Bay Club's always an option. You can join the conversation at radioalice.com or bayclubs.com. Annie, great to talk to you. Thanks
so much. Have a great
day. Thanks for the check-in.
Okay, bye.
The Radio Alice Report.
I was just looking at Instagram and the Bay Club's posting all kinds of stuff. There, are you ready to get outside? And they're showing pictures of people doing outdoor fitness programs and all kinds of stuff. That's at...
And people are raring to go, my God.
At Bay Clubs on Instagram. So anyway, sorry, you already hit my button. Let me get to my new... this Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone helped us remodel...
Everything cool?
Do you not hear Nicole? Am I the only one that hears her?
Oh, I don't
hear Nicole.
Oh, I just fully heard her talking to Brian. Were you talking to Brian?
No, I am. Sorry, ignore me.
You guys didn't hear that, though? Why did I hear it? You didn't.
It wasn't on air.
It's a bus thing.
It's
a bus thing, man. Whatever that means. What does that mean? No one knows. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
So even if her mic is off and her fader's up, you probably can hear her.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, what are you talking to Brian about?
Some stuff.
Yeah, some stuff. We were texting about it.
Technical stuff.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that you all couldn't hear that. I'm like, oh my
gosh.
No,
I mean,
she's fully talking over me right now.
I'm so sorry.
Yikes. Anyway, All Natural Stone, everyone. We went there and got the stuff for our kitchen remodel, and they are open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin!
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Start at their website. Make an appointment. Go check them out. You will love your new kitchen, bathroom, or whatever through All Natural Stone. All right, here's what's happening. I'll begin with this one real quick. I started to mention it earlier. Early test results in Minneapolis show that protests after George Floyd's death have not led to a spike in coronavirus infections. In fact, only 1.4% of participants who've been tested were positive. That's lower than the overall state rate. Mm. So that is good news. I hope that's the case as the weeks go on here, because I know there have been a lot of protests, not only nationwide, worldwide, and I would hate to see that somehow
set us back.
Right, with negativity and sickness. A group of scientists at a university in England say their new calculations... Yes, science. Their new calculations show there are at least 36 intelligent alien civilizations right now in the Milky Way galaxy.
How are they figuring that? I love it.
We don't have the technology to reach any of them because they're an average of 17,000 light years away, so we can't communicate with them yet.
Well, you know... It's big out there. We got to figure out some time and space folding techniques. Wormhole technology.
Astronomer.
STL drives. Come on.
They're also saying they found these new fast radio bursts coming from outer space that repeats the same pattern every 157 days.
Oh.
They don't know what it is yet.
Contact.
But yet. Is the key word.
I don't know.
Could there be an obesity cure right around the corner? This is
God. Could there?
Why are you saying that?
Well, is it just a pill I can take and eat anything I want? That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, you want what?
Well, yeah.
I want to
eat anything I want. My God.
No.
All the food, give it to me.
Researchers at Virginia Tech found a fat-burning molecule in our cells that decreases body fat in mice without having to change their diet.
It also
didn't affect muscle mass.
I'm ripped. Oh, my God. It'd be so funny. I'd be like a ripped grandma. Oh, I love it. Give me that.
Okay. A ripped grandma.
Ripped grandma. So fun to be ripped.
Who's wearing a sweater at the beach? Oh, I guess you're not ripped yet. Is that what you're
saying?
Right.
I'm still, okay. You know, look.
You're still. not ripped.
Right.
All right.
I will be, though, soon with this new magic pill. God, okay. Where are the magic pills we were promised as children? The magic pill that cures cancer. The magic
pill. Put
it
in my mouth.
Yeah, that makes me ripped.
Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth, man.
Man, you and this background that you're interacting with, no one knows, but it's very well done. Yes, you are drinking the ocean. It's a good job.
Yeah. Do not put this on. This can't be the clip of the day.
It has to be.
It can't
exactly
be. It's too filthy.
It's perfect.
No.
What are you? You're
no.
drinking the ocean. Dude. It's water. It's, yeah.
She's completely throating that white water that's there on the shore of the. Look at her.
You guys no, both you know that.
How'd
you
get all that in there?
Anytime
don't
you
use it. It's dirty. Kids can't see that. They're like, why is she drinking the ocean? That seems wrong. I got so tempted. I just want to drink the ocean right now.
Here's a good news story for you. Okay.
Okay.
Two college students in LA use their spring break to create a nonprofit called the FarmLink Project. It helps farmers donate unsold food to food banks.
Oh,
their first donation
fresh food.
Was right. Their first donation was 11,000 eggs they picked up, and they picked
wow.
them up in a rented truck. Now
oh, no.
they've got a team of 2,000 people behind them, and they've donated over 2 million pounds of food. These are just two college students over spring break.
Okay, and so now there's 2,000 people doing it?
Uh-huh.
This is incredible.
It is.
Good for
you're
them.
You're right. It's a great story, right?
It is. Well, look, I mean, they say, you hear that all the time, how much food we waste in this country. It just never makes it. You know, that's great news.
And we're guilty of that all of us are guilty
absolutely.
Of that in our own homes where we just don't even get to those leftovers. What are
you,
we doing?
Yeah, right. And or you pull something out of the bottom of your crisper drawer and go, well, that, I don't even know what that is. That passed away. That might have been a cucumber.
Right.
Hot.
Is it?
This thing's okay. unusable now.
All right. I should mention this story real quick. If you are getting ready to go back to work and you've been home for a few months, you may want to start prepping your dog for your exit because
they're
going to be tripping.
To
pets like having
too.
A schedule. They like getting up at the same time. They like knowing when they eat, all that stuff. And now you're about to change everything on them.
All over again.
So, just plan for them to be upset. They say you're really going to want to spoil them as best you can from work or leading up to your exit. Even 30 minutes of playing with their favorite toy or brushing them or taking them for a walk will make a difference in how they're going to feel as you start to head back to work. So,
yeah, that's going to be a tough transition. We talked about how happy pets were that their mm-hmm. people were home all the time, and that's yikes, that's tough. They're sensitive, they're little creatures.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find it.
I wonder if maybe you should do the opposite though. Like, what if you play with them, like you're showing them a lot of love, then you take off? Like, maybe you should taper it off and stop playing with them. You're ready,
yeah.
Getting ready
well,
to leave.
Well, the point in the story, you're right. The point in the story, maybe you know your dog best, but the point in the story is that you're about to split after having been there for 3 months straight.
I know,
yeah.
They're definitely going to trip on you. I wanted to do this story about the guy who got bit in the face by a crocodile. Do I have time for that?
Ooh. Sure. I mean, there's always time for a crocodile face bite.
Good old
a crocodile.
Florida.
Where the? There's no. Are there crocodiles there? I thought it was just.
Oh, sorry. It's an alligator.
Okay.
My bad.
I'm like, where is this happening?
Murky water.
In the murky water. Yes, that's where it's happening. Local wildlife officials are searching for an alligator that bit a man directly on the face. Mm. They say that this guy in Tampa Bay area, Travis Spitzer, was in waist-deep water at Taylor Lake last Friday around 5 a.m. looking for Frisbees.
What?
I guess you know how people will go and find golf balls that have been hit into it. I guess this guy's out there looking for Frisbees.
Is it like one of those disc,
maybe
disc golf places?
Uh-huh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know
why those things would float.
you'd care, but he was out there looking for Frisbees when a gator bit him directly on the face. He had to use his left hand to pry his face free, so he has a chewed up hand as well.
Oh, boy.
So he had to be transported for medical care and is expected to recover, although he'll look different going forward.
Uh-huh. But he lives, you know. Maybe that'll teach him to crawl into lakes in Florida at 5 in the morning. Am I the only one who saw a red flag with that?
Well, right. That's my point is, you know, I don't want to say the guy was asking for it, but for Frisbees, you were crawling. And they say here, too, by the way, and that people in Florida know this, that this is the mating season for alligators.
Hot.
They say it often runs from May to July, depending on temperatures, and that there are a lot of extra gators around. Looking for some.
How do gators do it?
What?
Well,
it's a good question.
They seem so scaly, and do they have to be facing each other in a loving embrace?
Well,
missionary style.
Is there some reason why you wouldn't want to do it that way?
I'm just wondering how they do it. I'm picturing.
Is this about? Are you talking about just simple P and V? Is that what you're?
Oh, although. Yeah, I'm talking about P and V, but I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, it looks like doggy style.
Oh, doggy style.
Oh.
Kind of like birds do, where they sort of wrap one end around the other.
I only have one video, though. Hold on, let me.
I don't even want to.
You know what? You're right. We can look at this. We'll look at alligator porn on our own time, Bryn. Stop trying to show us alligator porn.
Hey, you asked the question.
I just thought maybe one of you guys knew.
Well, we're the ones that know all the random nonsense.
Oh, he's going to drown her. You know, she needs to breathe.
Live underwater.
Look at him holding her down.
What did she call the pedestal of a statue yesterday?
A plinth.
The perch plinth?
Yeah.
The whatever.
Yeah, plinth.
And we're the ones that would know about alligators doing it, huh?
Well, you're the ones who look at porn all the time.
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
You know I'm right.
Sure. Says, your jaw fully snapped. You're the worst.
Oh, man, there are so many layers to this show that you're just listening. We can all see each other.
Anyway, I don't have time now. I'll read texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.